Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dull of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 3, and I would like to read with you verses 12 through 19. Hebrews chapter 3, verses 12 through 19, where the Word of God says, "Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is yet called today, lest any of you be burdened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end, while it is said, Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the day of provocation. For some, when they had heard, did provoke, howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. But with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom sware he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief." That's Hebrews chapter 3, verses 12 through 19. And the background of that passage of Scripture is how that when the children of Israel came up against Kadesh Barnea, where they were going to enter into the promised land, and found that there were giants into that land, many of them said, "No, we don't want to trust God. We don't want to go into that land because the giants are there. We'll never be able to conquer them, and they will defeat us." And so in reality, Israel did not trust God when facing the promised land, and as a result, they missed out on the rest of God. God would have given them rest in that beautiful land, but they just did not believe. And as the result of that, they wandered in wilderness, that terrible wilderness, for 40 years simply because of their unbelief. Think about it. They could have been in the promised land, the place of God's rest. If they would have just depended upon God, God would have taken care of the giants and other trials that were there. But because they did not trust God, they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. And many of them, that is, those who were 20 years of age and older, when they faced Kadesh Barnea, did not even get into the promised land later on under the leadership of Joshua. Now, there is a tremendous application for you and for me today on that. And that is simply this. When we do not trust God in the face of the circumstances of life, we're going to be wandering in a spiritual wilderness, and we will miss out on all of the blessings and provisions of God. On the other hand, when we do trust God, we will experience his rest even in the face of the giants of life. And so the question that every one of us need to ask ourselves today, and I ask it to you as I'm asking it to myself, are we trusting God as we face the giants of life? Or are we fearfully backing away from that which God would give us if we just depended upon him? Verse 19 of Hebrews 3 says, "So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief." Beloved, God has a place of rest for you today if you'll just trust in him, if you will just believe in him. Don't miss out on that place of rest by not believing. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths and give you that place of rest. Father, we thank you for this great illustration that we have from Hebrews chapter 3, and it is my prayer for each and every one of us that we will truly depend upon you and trust in you, even in the face of the trials of life, so that through having faith in you, we'll experience your rest and daily provision. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this moments of meditation and prayer time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dull, Other Way of Truth Ministries, saying God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.